There was a reminder today that terrorism is not just a threat outside the United States. Federal authorities announced the arrest of a 27-year-old man at his parents' home in a Boston suburb. The man is accused of plotting to carry out a terrorist attack on U.S. soil. The World's Matthew Bell has details.
An FBI search warrant details the government's case against 27-year-old Tariq Mahana of Sudbury, Massachusetts. It says Mahana has been talking about and planning violent jihad for years, going back to before the attacks of September 11th. It says he traveled to Yemen in 2004 to take part in terrorist training, and then he lied about the trip to the FBI in 2006. The most chilling allegation from the government says in 2003, Mahana and several other men planned to kill people at a shopping mall here in the U.S. Justice Department spokesman Michael Lukes announced the arrest of Mahana today in Boston. Lukes said Mahana and his co-conspirators tried to get automatic weapons from a reputed gang member named Daniel Maldonado.
They had discussions, as I said, regarding how to do it, whether to do it from multiple entrances, what to do when emergency responders arrive. And one of them took the step to go to Maldonado to try to utilize his, what they believed to be his gang contacts, to obtain automatic weapons. It ended, so far as we are, as alleged, when Maldonado indicated all he could obtain for them were handguns. And then that member of the group reported back to the rest of them that they couldn't obtain automatic weapons, and they determined it was not feasible to go forward.
Government documents say the evidence against Mahana includes testimony from at least two of his former co-conspirators, along with taped telephone conversations. If the allegations in the FBI search warrant are true, Mahana appears to be someone who was radicalized some years ago, but not very successful in carrying out his violent plans.
He's, I think, one step beyond the wannabe, but not quite the full step to the full-fledged terrorist.
Bruce Hoffman is a terrorism expert at Georgetown University. He says the most worrisome thing about this arrest is that it's just the latest in a recent string of foiled terrorist plots here in the U.S.
For many years, the United States thought that this problem of homegrown terrorism was a phenomenon that happened somewhere else that was restricted to Europe or perhaps South Asia, but that wouldn't affect the United States for a variety of socioeconomic reasons. I think what we're finding now is that there are more of these people, at least, that have been radicalized, and unfortunately more that have become violently inclined.
This arrest comes less than a month after the arrest of Najibullah Zazi. He received terrorist training overseas, and he's accused of plotting a bomb attack in the U.S. Tariq Mahana, on the other hand, appears to have tried but ultimately failed to attend a terrorist training camp in Yemen. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.